It is precisely because the impact can be so severe that APTs are often state-sponsored. Therefore, since UNC 3886 was discovered, CSA and relevant partner agencies have been working closely with the affected companies to investigate the attack and to ensure that our systems remain safe to use. Our investigations show that the attacks by UNC 3886 were a deliberate, targeted, and well-planned campaign against our telecommunications sector. All four of our major telcos, Singtel, StarHub, M1, and Simba, have been targets of attacks. In what ways could we see the sophistication of UNC 3886? In one instance, they used a zero-day exploit, a hidden flaw with no known fix. This is like finding a new key that no one else has found to unlock the doors to our telco's information systems and networks. Once it gained entry, UNC 386 managed to steal a small amount of technical data, likely data that will just help them to understand the terrain and what they're dealing with. Like other APTs, however, UNC 3886 also used advanced techniques to cover their tracks and to try and evade detection. This made it a bigger concern. First, they were more capable of accessing sensitive information for espionage. Second, they could deploy more tools to disrupt telecoms and internet services. Everything that requires a phone or internet connection would then be affected. The knock-on effects of their campaign could also have included other essential services like banking and finance, transport and medical services. The fact that they could perhaps find a way to create so much damage without detection makes it a really worrying concern. There is no shortage of examples overseas that show the damages caused by compromised telco infrastructure. In April last year, an attack on SK Telecom in South Korea exposed the SIM data of nearly 27 million users. Last year, US authorities reported that APT group Salt Typhoon had infiltrated a large number of US telecommunications providers and may have obtained sensitive military or law enforcement information.